Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, executing investor board on Thomas Cahillan, date of birth 1/14/1948, date of procedure May 1st, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, referring physician, Dr. Caesar Quillen. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, epigastric pain, comma, weight loss. Description, procedure informed consent with the same period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extreme to the patient. Patient is brought to the nostril suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, showers with moderate anesthesia care. While lubricated, open studio, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under your inspection to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Rich flux is obtained in the cardiac rig. Air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient side procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was an approximately 10 millimeter esophageal proximal inlet patch. Next line. There is a prominent venous plexus noted in the mid-esophagus. Next line. The Z line was irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Count biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. Next line, there was a 3 to 4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, mild patchy gastric erythema was noted. Count biopsies were obtained in the interim body peristology and roulette H. pylori. Next line, duodenum appeared unremarkable to the D2 portion. Count biopsies were obtained through roulette celiac disease. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommends daily PPI. Omeprazole 20 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend rescheduling the colonoscopy as the patient was unable to tolerate the prep and it is having brown stools. Next line, recommend SUTAB prep. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions are explained and NSAID avoidance encouraged. Next line. Follow up and office privacy schedule. Thank you. Next line. Given the weight loss, would recommend CT chest abs and pelvis for further evaluation.